USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed a number of executive orders yesterday, including $400 per week in additional unemployment benefits, eviction protections, and additional benefits for veterans. In his New Jersey news conference, he also spoke about the fact that Democrats continue to hide things in their bill that have nothing to do with COVID-19 relief, including an all-mail-in ballot system for the upcoming election.
They even want to force states to implement the controversial practice known as ballot harvesting, very dangerous practice, meaning they would allow Democrat Party operatives to deposit thousands and thousands of completed ballots at the post office without any verification of who filled them out, including a verification of signatures on the ballot. So you're not even going to have a verified signature. Anybody, I could sign it, you could sign it, anybody in this room could sign it, and that's going to count as a vote. How can you do a thing like this?
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Justin Wilson of Germantown, Maryland, caught a break earlier this year when a judge freed him from jail as a coronavirus precaution. But now Wilson is back in custody after stabbing a man to death during his release. This is the third such case just in the Washington, D.C. area this weekend, as on Friday, a man who was released on a rape charge killed his accuser. After an investigation, Wilson had initially been arrested back on July 28th on first-degree murder charges before the judge let him free. And now, California is about to release 18,000 inmates from their sentences early due to COVID-19. President Donald Trump will join world leaders as the United States takes part in global aid efforts to help the survivors of a deadly blast that rocked the Lebanese capital on Tuesday. Trump will join a conference call led by France and the United Nations to rally aid and funds in the aftermath of the colossal explosion, which killed more than 150 people. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In these days of political correctness, NASA is joining the ever-growing list of organizations and companies re-examining its naming system, removing names that are insensitive and harmful from its vocabulary. Aunt Jemima, the Chicks, Lady A, Mrs. Butterworths, and the Washington football team, and now celestial objects are undergoing a rebrand. Eskimo Nebula and the Siamese Twins Galaxies are just two examples of nicknames that will be retired, according to the space agency. Many indigenous people consider Eskimo as a derogatory term because of non-native colonizers using it to mean eater of raw meat, meaning barbarism. In June, Dreyer's Ice Cream dropped the name Eskimo Pie after nearly 100 years. Reality television star Simon Cowell has been scheduled for surgery after breaking his back at his California home. Cowell fell while testing an electric bike in Malibu. The television personality initially has been doing fine under observation. Beginning his career as a record producer in the 80s and 90s, Cowell rose to fame in early 2000s as the cranky judge on American Idol. He became a household name with his often blunt and harsh commentary to contestants of the reality series. The judge has gone on to participate and produce similarly formatted reality shows such as The X Factor and America's Got Talent. He's also been credited with the success of numerous musical artists over the last two decades, including Fifth Harmony and One Direction. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.